Last time we were talking about the Zman of Tfilas Mincha, that there are different times to daven Mincha, the Zman of Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ketana, some daven Mincha right before Shkia because the Ketores was brought then. But the focus of our discussion last time was the first possible time that you could daven Mincha. When is the earliest time that you could daven Mincha? For today's halacha, I'd like to talk about when is the last time that you can daven Mincha. So this is a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Brachas says, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. The Tanakama holds that you can daven Mincha until Erev, until nightfall. Rabbi Huda Omer Ad Plaga Mincha. Rabbi Huda argues that Davka until Plaga Mincha. What is Plaga Mincha? That's halfway between the time of Mincha Ketana and Shkia. Okay? Halfway between those two times. That means between 9.5 hours into the day and 12 hours, right? A full 12 hours. On a perfect day, between 3:30 in the afternoon and 6 o'clock. Which turns out to be 5:45, right? It's an hour and a quarter after Mincha Ketana. So that's the Machlokas. Machlokas Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda, whether you can daven Mincha until Erev or until Plaga Mincha. And what's it based on? So the Gemara says in Brachas, it's based on when the Talmud Shalbeinu Abayim was offered. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Talmud was offered only until Plaga Mincha, and the Chachamim say no, it was offered until Erev, until Tzezekolcha, until Shkia. Now, according to the Chachamim, technically speaking, you should be able to daven Mincha until Tzezekolchavim. Erev is Tzezekolchavim. That's why I put in Shkia over there, right? Why do we only daven Mincha until Shkia? Because after Shkia, it's already Ben Ashmoshes, it's already a time of Safek Yom, Safek Laila. So misafik, one shouldn't daven at that time. Try to be mekayim the mitzvah during a time of vadayom when you know for sure that you'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah. And we know that there's a machlokas to Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra exactly when Shkia is. We follow the Gra. Most of us follow the Gra that Shkia is what we call astronomical sunset. That's the last time to daven mincha. One shouldn't daven mincha after Shkia because then it's a safik yom safik laila. We don't know if you're actually davening mincha by yom. Technically speaking, Mishnah Berurah writes that b'di'eved, let's say one did not daven mincha until Shkia, so then at least within the Bein Hashmoshos of the Gra, he says the next few minutes, 9 minutes or so, some of the poskim say, Rav Moshe has a tshuva like that, that for 9 minutes it's still Bein Hashmoshos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, b'di'eved, you can daven during a time of Bein Hashmoshos. So presumably what he's saying is Safek Drabbanan Lakula, Tfilah, Zmani Tfilah are only Drabbanan, as long as you daven once a day, even according to the Rambam who holds Tfilah as Daraisa, but as long as you daven once a day, you fulfilled your mitzvah Daraisa. So the daven Mincha is a din Drabbanan. So Safek Drabbanan Lakula tells me that even though Lechatchila, I shouldn't daven B'makom Safek, but B'diavid, if you daven B'makom Safek, then you can be Yotze the mitzvah. So b'di'evid, you should still daven. B'di'evid, you should still daven during Bein Hashmoshes. There's a famous comment of the Aruch HaShulchan that as long as you start davening mincha before Shkia, l'chatchila, you can daven after Shkia. Or as the Aruch HaShulchan would say, if you claim that you can daven Bein Hashmoshes, he would say that you have to start mincha during Bein Hashmoshes. Even if you know that you're going to finish after the 9 minutes after the astronomical sunset, the Aruch HaShulchan would say that that's still okay. What kind of a strange notion is that? That all you have to do is start the tefillah during this man? Don't you have to finish the tefillah during this man? So the Aruch HaShulchan brings a raya from Tosfos and Brochas. Tosfos and Brochas and Daf Zayin says that Bilam HaRosha had the knowledge of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to get angry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zo'im B'chol Yom, the Gemara says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. So he said, look, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk in Micha says that we should appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, that during the days that Bilam wanted to curse B'nai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry at all. So the question is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gets angry for a split second, so what could Bilam have done? What could he have said? So Tosfos and Brachas says, you know what he could have said? He could have said Kalem. In one moment, he could have said Kalem, destroy Klal Yisrael, and that only takes a moment. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry, so therefore, no curse was chal. That's one answer of Tosfos. But then Tosfos suggests, you know what Bilam could have done? He could have started his klala when HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry. And then even if he finished the klala afterwards, it still would have been chal because it started during the time of Hashem's anger. So comes the Aruch HaShulchan and says, what do you see from that? That as long as you start during a particular time, even if the time is over, whether it's the Zman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger, or it's the Zman of Tefillah, as long as you start the Inyan during the particular period of time, you can be yotze, right? It's chal. The item is going to be chal. The klol of Bilam HaRasha would have been chal. And the tefillah can be chal as well, as long as you start during that particular period of time. That's the cool of the Aruch HaShulchan, but the Sefer Isha Yisrael quotes that the Chazon Ish felt that you shouldn't be mekel for that. That really you should only start the tefillah if you know for sure that you're going to finish during the Zman. And he actually, Paskin, the Chazon Ish Paskin, there are those who quote from the Vilna Gaon as well, that one should finish Tfilas Mincha before Shkia. The Chazon Ish felt that if you know you're not going to finish Tfilas Mincha before Shkia, you should daven a Tashlumin, daven Marav twice, you should not daven Mincha. Others, as we said, are mekel that at least within the 9 minutes after Shkia, you can still chaparayin and daven the Mincha. But it just shows you how important it is to daven on time and not to just, you know, start a little bit and then finish afterwards. Really, we should try to finish l'chatchila before Shkia, b'dieved, b'shas adchak, one can daven during the 9 minutes after Shkia. But if you're starting 2 minutes before the end of the 9 minutes, that's not enough. That's not enough. L'chora, to rely on the Aruch HaShulchan is not so good, right? It's not so good to rely. Maybe you can rely on the Aruch HaShulchan if you're going to start before Shkia, because you still have in your back pocket that you can daven Ben HaShmoshes. But to start 2 minutes before the end of the 9 minutes of Ben HaShmoshes, that l'chora is not appropriate to do. Okay, that's in terms of the Zman of Mincha. What's the time for davening Maariv? So you think Maariv and Mincha, these are two different tefillahs. No, but actually, they're two sides of the same coin. The Gemara Bracha says, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim have a machlokas about the Zman of Mincha and the Zman of Maariv. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you can daven Mincha until Plaga Mincha, he holds that after Plaga Mincha is the Zman of Maariv. You can daven Maariv already from Plaga Mincha. But according to the Chachamim that you're not allowed to daven Mincha, you can daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha, you can daven Mincha until Tzeisak Al Chavim, so then you're not supposed to daven Maariv until after Tzeisak Al Chavim. You should not daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha. Because the Zman of Tzeisak Al Chavim, or the Zman of Plaga Mincha, that's the line of demarcation. So if that's the last time to daven Mincha, then it's the first time to daven Maariv. But if it's not the last time to daven Mincha, according to the Chachamim, you can still daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha, so then you can't daven Maariv early. Because you have to daven Mincha, dafka during a Zman of Mincha, after Tzeisak Al Chavim. So even though we paskin, right, even if you're paskin like the Chachamim to daven Mincha, right, you're machmir to daven Mincha until Shkia, l'chatchila, according to the Chacham, you're supposed to wait till Tzeisak Al Chavim to daven Maariv. Right? Because we don't daven Mincha after Shkia only because of a suffik. But you should wait until after Tzeisak Al Chavim to daven Maariv. Okay, these are the different shittas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Do we paskin like the Chachamim? So that's the famous line of the Gemara in Brachas and Afchav Zayin. The Gemara says, Hashta de Idmar, lo kemar, Hashta de lo Idmar, Hilchasa lo kemar, velo kemar, de ovid kemar, ovid, de ovid kemar, ovid. It doesn't say how we paskin. So because it doesn't say how we paskin, you can do like either one. What does that mean? You can do like either one. Follow Rabbi Yehuda, follow the Chachamim. It doesn't matter. You can paskin like either one of them. What does that mean? So that's a major machlogus in the Rishonim, what it means. Some Rishonim hold that it means you can choose one shita for your whole life. You have to choose one shita. If you want to daven Mincha late, then you can never daven Maariv early. You can only daven Maariv after Tzeisak Al Chavim. If you're going to daven Mincha early, you daven Mincha Gedola, that's the way you're going to daven Mincha, then fine. You can daven Mincha early, then you'll be allowed to daven Maariv after Plaga Mincha. You have to choose one shita your whole life. That's one shita in the Rishonim. Others claim that no, it just means that you can't have a tarati disaster, you can't have a contradiction in one day. One day. If one day you daven mincha late, then you have to wait until Tzeisak Al Chavim to daven Maariv. But if you want to daven mincha early, then you can daven Maariv after Plaga Mincha on that particular day. You can't have a stira. You can't have a tarati disaster in one day, but you can have a tarati disaster in 2 days, because it's not a tarati disaster. We only look at each day, and as long as you're not contradicting yourself in that day, then it's okay. That's another shita. And there is one shita in the Bali Tosfos that even in one day you can have a tarati disaster. You can do whatever you want. You can daven mincha late and maariv early. It's okay. It's okay. So how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch paskin is like the first shita. That you really should be noheg one way your whole life. That's the best way. Because if not, it's a tarati disaster. Even if it's multiple days, it doesn't matter. One day you're going to daven early, one day late. The Shulchan Aruch says, daven one way your whole life. But b'shasad chak, says the Shulchan Aruch, b'shasad chak, perhaps you can change the minig for one day. He says, you can't just bounce back and forth every day. But b'shas al-chak, you can change your minig for one day. So let's say a person often davens mincha, or generally davens mincha, samach l'shkia. He davens close to shkia, so then he really should always daven marav after tzeisak al-chavim. But if there's one day that he's not going to be able to daven marav later, for some reason he's not going to be able to daven marav after tzeisak al-chavim, so then he can change. Then he should daven mincha early, daven mincha before plaga mincha, and then he'll be able to daven marav before tzeisak al-chavim. He'll be able to daven marav even before shkia. He'll be able to daven marav after plaga mincha. But the Shulchan Aruch says, really, you should do one thing your whole life. You shouldn't constantly be going back and forth. One day you daven with the yeshiva, mincha early, the next day you daven late. He says, you really should do one way most of the time. But if b'shas al-chak, you have to change, so then it's permissible to change. What's a shas al-chak? So comes the Mishnah Bura, and he quotes the Magen Avraham, who has a very important halacha. The Magen Avraham says that a tzibur, I take it back, I'm sorry. A shas al-chak is where a person is not going to be able to daven marav later, he finds himself in a difficult circumstance, so then b'shas al-chak he's allowed to change his time, he can daven mincha early, and then there won't be a tarti disaster. Adkan. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and adds another nakuda, that sometimes it's permissible even to daven a tarti disaster. It's permissible to daven mincha after plaga mincha, and marav before tzeisak al-chavim. How is that? I thought the Shulchan Aruch just said, b'shas al-chak, you can change your minig as long as you don't make it a tarti disaster. You still have daven mincha early to daven mariv after plaga mincha, but how can you do a tarti disaster? So zok the Magen Avraham, b'tzibur, it's different. B'tzibur, we're afraid it's going to be difficult to gather up the tzibur again later. So therefore, b'tzibur, there's more of a kula, you can daven even a tarti disaster. Right, we're willing to be makel for those shitas that claim that even in one day a tarti disaster is okay, but tzibur it's permissible. So that's what you have many of these minyanim, that they have a mincha marav together. They'll daven mincha, and they're davening right before shkia. They're davening after plaga mincha, and they'll daven marav immediately afterwards. So how can they do that? Isn't that a tarti disaster? What, they follow the chachamim that you can daven mincha after plaga mincha, but they follow Rabbi Yehuda that you can daven marav after plaga mincha. How can they do both? So the answer is the following the Magen Avraham, that you can daven a tarti disaster even in one day if it's a tzibur, because they're afraid that the tzibur is not going to be able to get back together. But the Mishnah Berurah adds a caveat. He says the only time that you can do this is if the tzibur is going to daven marav at least after shkia. At least after shkia. Meaning, they can daven mincha after plaga mincha, but they have to wait until after shkia. Let's say they daven mincha, I don't know, half an hour before shkia. And when they finish mincha, it's still 15 minutes before shkia. They can't daven marav then. That much they can't do, says the Mishnah Berurah. But if they daven mincha right before shkia, and then they wait till shkia, a minute or two or whatever, and then they daven marav, that's okay. What does it matter? What's the difference whether they wait till shkia? The Chor, according to the Chacham, you should have to wait till tzeisak al-chavim. So the answer is, since l'chatchila one can't daven mincha after shkia because it's a time of safek laila, so then it could be that after shkia it's not viewed as a zman of mincha anymore. So that's not a tarti disaster, right? According to the Chachamim say that you can daven mincha until erev, and then you can daven marav after the zman of mincha. When's the last zman of mincha according to the Chachamim? So we said really me'ikar adin is tzeisak al-chavim, but it's not really. Really, the last time of mincha for the Chachamim is shkia, because you can't daven after shkia. Can't daven mincha after shkia, because it's already a safek laila. So efshem, perhaps we can say that as long as you daven mincha before shkia and marav after shkia, it really is a tarti disaster according to the Chachamim, but since after shkia you can't really daven mincha, so maybe it's not as bad a tarti disaster. So b'mokom atzibur, perhaps there's room to be mekel, because it's going to be hard for the tzibur to get back together. In the context of a tzibur, perhaps there's room to be mekel that they can daven a tarti disaster as long as they daven mincha before shkia and mariv after shkia. But it sounds from the Mishnah Berurah that if you as a yachid can join a later mariv, you can join a later mariv, and you normally join a later mariv, then it's better not to daven a tarti disaster with the tzibur. Let the tzibur do what they're doing. But if you can daven a later mariv and you don't have a problem, you're not going to forget, you know, from experience, you don't forget to daven marav later with a minyan, So then, it's better to daven with a minyan after Tzeis HaKol Chavim. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah. Even though for the Tzibur we're makel, but for the Yochid, it's better to daven Maariv after Tzeis HaKol Chavim. But if, let's say, a person is not going to be able to daven b'tzibur, let's say he's not going to get a minyan later. If he's not going to be able to get a minyan later, so then, from the Mishnah Berurah, it would appear that one should daven with the Tzibur. Daven the Tarta Desasi with the Tzibur. Actually, it would be better even for the person to daven mincha early, so that it shouldn't be a Tarta Desasi for them. Right? But if a person is not going to be able to get a Tzibur later, then perhaps there's room to be mekel, even a daven a Tarta Desasi with the Tzibur, and then he'll just repeat Kriyashma later. The Tzibur has to remember to repeat Kriyashma anyway, because they're only saying Kriyashma after Shkia. So you have to say Kriyashma later. B'shach b'chav kumecha means you have to say Kriyashma at his man of Shchiva. But perhaps there's room to be mekel, both for the Tzibur, to daven a Tarta Desasri, and for a Yochid, if he's not going to be able to get a minion later, so he can daven a Tarta Desasri with the Tzibur, and biyotze the din of Tzibur b'Tzibur. One final Nakuda. Where do we find this idea of davening a Tarta Desasri even in one day? Where we find a lot of people seem to daven a Tarta Desasri. That's the case of early Shabbos. Early Shabbos, in light of everything that we've developed, the minig of davening, of making early Shabbos and davening mincha after plaga mincha, seems fraught with difficulty. Why? What's the concept of an early Shabbos? So the typical minyan is a 7 o'clock minyan, let's say. That's the typical minyan. So 7 o'clock for most of the summer is after Plaga Mincha, but it's before Shkia. They're going to finish Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv and everything before Shkia even. Because Shkia is, I don't know, 8:15, 8:30, 7:45, whatever it is. They're going to finish Maariv before Shkia. So the question is, how do we do that? How do people do that? How do you daven a Tarta Desasri on Erev Shabbos? So, truth be told, the Magen Avraham writes that you shouldn't daven a Tarta Desasri. The Magen Avraham says that if you want to make an early Shabbos, there is a tzorech. It is a tzorech, so it's permissible to change your minig for that day. But you have to change your minig in a way that you're not going to daven a Tarta Desasri. You got to daven mincha before plaga mincha, and Maariv should be davened after plaga mincha. That's why you have these early Shabbosim that have a floating minyan. Floating minyan. Not that people are floating, but the Zman is floating. Right? The Zman is constantly floating. They figure out when Plaga Mincha is. They daven, let's say, 20 minutes before Plaga Mincha, 25 minutes before Plaga Mincha. Then they'll say Kabbalah Shabbos, and then they'll be Mekabel Shabbos after Plaga Mincha. That's what a Plaga Mincha minyan, Erev Shabbos, is all about. To ensure that there's no Tarta Desasri, that you're going to daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha, and you're going to daven Maariv after Plaga Mincha. But if you're not going to daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha, you're going to daven Maariv after Plag, what's the heter to do an early Shabbos? It's really a Pella. It's a Pella. It's Minig Yisrael, but it's really a Pella. So someone has suggested that maybe the heter that Klal Yisrael is relying on is a comment that Rav Itzala Petterberger in the Pre Yitzchak suggests, right? He has an idea in the Pre Yitzchak where he wants to say that maybe Erev Shabbos is different. Again, we just mentioned that even if B'tzibur you'll be mekel to daven a Tarta Desasri, to daven mincha after plag and Maariv before Tzeis, but you have to be careful that the Maariv is after Shkia. Mincha before Shkia, Maariv after Shkia. Because at least after Shkia, it's not a zman l'chatchila to daven mincha, so you're really davening mincha and Maariv at two different times. Zok the Pri Yitzchak, when it comes to Erev Shabbos, it's even better. You can daven Maariv even before Shkia, perhaps. Why? But you're davening Mincha Maariv after Plag, before Shkia. They're both in the same time. So he suggests no. Once you daven Mincha, what do? You're Mekabel Shabbos on yourself. After you're Mekabel Shabbos, you can't daven Mincha anymore. You mamish can't daven Mincha. How can you daven Mincha on Shabbos? Daven Mincha Shel Chol on Shabbos? So up to Pri Yitzchak, because Erev Shabbos, you have to be Mekabel Shabbos after Mincha. So once you're Mekabel Shabbos, it's not Shayach to daven Mincha anymore. So because it's not Shayach to daven Mincha, even the Chachamim would say that it's not a Tarta Desasri to daven Maariv early. Even the Chachamim would say you can daven Maariv before Shkia. Because Erev Shabbos is totally different. You daven Mincha, and then you're Mekabel Shabbos, and then you daven Maariv. So because you have a Kabbalah Shabbos in between, so it turns out that you're not doing a Tarta Desasri. Because you're davening mincha during a time of chol, and you're davening mariv during a time of Tosefes Shabbos.